stand by. Good day, and welcome to the What is IBM Maximo Mobile and How to Sell It conference call. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Don Bucyk. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. So my name is Don Bucyk. I work in strategy and product management, and I'm responsible for our Maximo Mobile solutions. Myself and David Havikin, the architect designer for mobile, will be walking you through Maximo Mobile and how to sell it and some of the latest features we came out with our 6.5 release. If you go to slide 2, what this talks about is the market trends. So what we're seeing from analysts like Gartner and from individual customer discussions is that from a mobile perspective, the expectation is that you would be able to access your business applications, in this case Maximo, from really any device at any time. And the thought is that customers want to be able to be doing their business work from any type of device or form factor, not just from their laptop or desktop in the office. So the expectation, for, as you can see from these market trends, is that mobile is becoming a much more crucial component of any solution, and that over time it'll become an expectation with the product and not just a nice feature. If you go to slide 3, slide 3 again talks about some of these trends, and what you see here is a quote discussing end of 2006 and then another one talking about 2010, and the reason we selected these quotes is because it shows you that the trend of increasing demand for mobile access is one that's been around for a long time. This isn't just a short-term blip in the radar. Customers are expecting, again, a mobile access to their applications, and that expectation has been growing since the early 2000s and will continue to grow as we go through 2010 and beyond. Now, if you go to slide 4, this begins to talk about the business case and why this mobile demand is increasing. What you see on the left-hand side is the process improvements, and so the case can certainly be made that your business processes will be enhanced by leveraging mobile, in this case, Mobile Maximo. And if you look at these bullets, the thought is really that by accessing Maximo over your handheld device, you're driving better processes, you're be able to do things in real time. You're not having to do data redundancy by accessing things over notepads and pieces of paper, etc. So certainly from a process improvement perspective, I think you can see there's quite a lot of impact that can be made from Maximo Mobile. Now, if you look at the right-hand side of this chart, what you see is the business impact. And so the thought is that not only are you able to drive process improvements, but that there's tangible impact from those process improvements. And so you see on the right-hand side what that tangible impact is. It ranges from things like just more efficiency, better able to do your job, down to improving service levels and lowering operating costs. And so the thought is that by leveraging Maximo Mobile, not only are you helping the frontline worker do his job better, but you're also helping management improve their stats and drive improvements around ROI and things along those lines. Now, if you go to slide 5, we start to get into Maximo Mobile and what it's all about. And the Maximo Mobile suite is really broken into two distinct products. The first is Maximo Inventory Manager, and the second is Maximo Mobile Work Manager. And what these products do, Inventory Manager is obviously focused around managing your inventory remotely, and the Work Management is around obviously managing your work orders, change tickets, service requests, etc., from a handheld device. So both of these functions are available to your customers. And if you look down at the second two bullets, what they're talking about is how this works. And so the concept is that you're running your mobile, you're running these key Maximo Mobile functionality off of a PDA or handheld device, and that the way it works or operates with the last bullet is that there's a local database on that handheld device that's storing those records. So as you're updating your work orders, they're being stored in that database and then syncing back up to Maximo. This is obviously giving quite a lot of flexibility, and what we think is the key pieces of functionality that our customers want to see from a mobile perspective. Now, if you go to slide 6, this is obviously a key one, right? When can you sell Maximo Mobile? And the key, as we go through these bullets, the first is that Maximo Mobile is available with Maximo version 6 and 7. So the customer has to be on some later revs of or newer revs of Maximo. The second piece is that this is really to be used on PDA-based mobile devices, handheld devices. It's really not a solution designed for tablets or laptop access. The third bullet is a key one, and this talks about the fact that you can access Maximo Mobile in both a connected and disconnected fashion. So if you're on the network, you can access Maximo Mobile, as well as if you're out on a truck out in some cornfields replacing telephone poles, you can access Maximo Mobile in a disconnected fashion. And the fourth one is from a technical perspective, the fact that the customer doesn't require custom forms, that they're sticking to kind of the Maximo format and screen form factor that they know and love. As we go to slide 7, I'm going to let David Havikin jump in and start to go through the Maximo Mobile functionality.
Thanks, Don. Hi, this is David Havikin. I'm in the Design and Architecture group here. I'm the lead for the mobile team. I want to go through a few slides now and talk a little bit about sort of the technical side, a little bit of roadmap information and things like that. So the slide we're looking at right now, slide 7, is really just trying to illustrate how integrated Maximo Mobile is with the core product. This isn't a separate entity that needs some sort of a special situation to connect the two. It really is Maximo, just extended out onto a new set of mobile devices like PDAs. We're taking the same type of Java business rules, the same business objects. We use the same Java 2-based applications. So all of the skill set knowledge that you have with your current core Maximo implementation will carry directly over to the mobile side of the world as well. It's a single point of administration. So when you set up a new user in core Maximo, well, you also just set up a new user for your mobile applications as well. The configuration is the same. When you're using the security group application, you're setting up security and authorization for both your core Maximo users and your mobile users, so you don't have to have separate applications for maintaining things. The lookups and the UI and the way that you're going to move around the screen and do things like that are very similar between the two products. Moving down to slide 8. A few general features about our mobile application. The e-signature and e-audit capabilities on Core Maximo are also supported in mobile. If there's something that's e-signature enabled, let's say you need to re-authenticate yourself before you do a status change, well, that same functionality would exist in the mobile applications as well. So we would continue to enforce the same e-signature functionality on the mobile side as well. The e-audit is also supported. When we send mobile transactions back to the core side, so let's say you've had a work order and you enter some information on that work order, enter some actual materials or do a failure report or something like that, if any of those activities or fields are e-audit enabled, when we send those transactions to the core side, the audit tables are all updated exactly the same way that they would have been if you performed that action on the core side of Maximo. We're fully barcode enabled. All of the fields on both of the mobile applications are barcode enabled so that if there's focus in that field and your device has a barcode scanner, if you scan in a barcode, it will fill that field in with the value that was just scanned. There's also some sort of smarter technology that we use on a table window where, let's say you're looking at a long list of items. You know, you may have 1,000 different items in a particular storeroom location or something like that. And instead of having to use, you know, advanced search filter fields to go in and try and find that item that you're looking for in the table window or scrolling down through many screens of data, you can simply barcode scan the item number, and it will bring you directly to that record in that table window instead of having to go and look for it yourself. So from a usability perspective, especially for things like doing physical counts, so you're in a storeroom and you have a couple hundred different items that you need to go out and physically count to make sure that your inventory numbers are accurate, you just walk right up to the shelf, scan the item number, and then it brings you right into that item number where you can enter in the count, and then you move to the next item, scan that item number, enter the count. So the barcode obviously is a very advantageous feature when we're talking about mobile, because we don't want to have a lot of people using styluses and those tiny little keyboards and things like that to be, you know, entering a lot of information. You know, it's great when they can just walk up to something, click a button on the side of the device that reads in the number and moves them right into that record so that they can get their work done quickly. The same basic functionality is also available via RFID scanners, but because of some of the nuances to RFID and the different types of technology, there's different types of scanners, there's different types of RFID tags, the actual things that you scan. Some of those tags can be active or passive. They can actually store multiple pieces of information. They can be read and writable so that you could actually update it. We would really need to understand the customer's RFID needs. And then during the time of implementation, we can configure the RFID to work. But because of all of those potential factors that we would really have to discuss with the customer first, we don't really have that built in out of the box, whereas we do with the barcode scanning, which is a much more standardized technology. In terms of the connected versus disconnected operations, it's important to understand that these are Java applications that are running on a mobile device that have their own database. So you can take the information from Core Maximo, put it onto your mobile device, and then go and spend your entire day in a disconnected environment. When you do have connectivity, you don't have to change the way you do things. The applications will always work the same way. What happens, though, with connectivity is we offer you some additional features that you might not have had without that connectivity. Because we download a certain amount of information, we don't download everything from the Maximo database. It just wouldn't be realistic. So in some situations, you may not have downloaded a piece of information that might be valuable. While you're out in the field, if you do have some cellular connectivity or Wi-Fi connectivity, or maybe you have some kiosks where you can dock a mobile device, you can certainly go and utilize that connectivity to get updates to the work orders that you have on your device. Go and search for that item that you weren't expecting to use today and things like that. So we obviously support that dock in the morning, dock in the evening, where there's really no connectivity throughout the day very well. And we can also take advantage of, partial connectivity, a Wi-Fi network that maybe you float in and out of. There might be some dead zones here and there, but the user wouldn't have to be concerned at all about that because the data that they're working with is going to always be with them on the device. And then obviously, if you have a very well-connected Wi-Fi or cellular, we can work in there, and you'll always have those extra features available to you. Moving on to slide 9. This is a basic list of the features that are available. I'm not going to spend too much time going into all of these. Basically, what you should understand is that on the work management side, we download work documents. Anything from the service desk IT side of the world, from service requests, incidents, problems, changes, and releases, to the more EAM, traditional work order side, where we would download your work orders and your tasks. When you do have those work orders or ticket type records on your device, you'll essentially be able to perform all the activities that you normally would have on the core side. So if you think of work order tracking, for example, all of the abilities that it provides to you, to see the plan, to enter your actual resources like labor, materials, and tools, to do downtime reporting, failure reporting, entering in meter readings, looking at attached documents, all the different things that you would traditionally do with work order tracking, or the ticket apps like incidents and problems and things like that. All of those features are pretty much available to you also on the mobile device. We also have a calibration option available with the Work Manager application. This allows you to download the data sheets so that you can enter in the calibration data information. Moving on to the next slide, 10, the Inventory Manager. It's a little bit different in nature than the Work Manager, which is dealing with a record that has a lot of different things that you can do with it. Whereas the inventory side is much more transactional based. It's meant to go in and do, you know, one specific thing many times, like a physical count. I need to go and count 100 different things. Each one of those transactions, though, is fairly simple. You're basically identifying the item you're counting, and you're putting in the quantity, and you move on to the next one. So it has a slightly different feel to it. But it's very similar in nature, where it does offer you all the same features that you would have if you were going to do the same activity on the core side. We break the Inventory Manager into essentially five different sort of miniature applications, the first one being physical counts, as I've discussed before, so you can go into a store room and count how many of each item you have in each bin or in multiple storerooms, however you do that. We also handle the issues, returns, and transfers. So when you're taking inventory materials out of a storeroom and moving them to a worksite, bringing them back from the worksite into the storeroom, or moving them between storerooms, we can handle all of those transactions. The last of the five is the receipts. Essentially, you're receiving in against the POs. So you would download a number of POs, the expected deliveries for today, and you would receive against those. If those materials or items that you purchased on the PO and that you're now receiving require inspections or serializations, if these are rotating assets, then you'll be able to do those functions as well on the mobile device. And again, the barcode and RFID support would be the same as it was with Maximo Mobile Work Manager. Moving down to slide 11, talking a little bit about the releases that just came out and that are going to be coming out soon. In June of 2008, just last month, we had the latest release of Maximo Mobile, which is 6.5. This was mostly aimed at addressing sort of data management, implementation, and performance situations. So one of the main things that we added is a new data manager application. This is a core side application. It's not on the mobile device. But what this application allows you to do is define what information is going to be required for that user on the device. Now, if I'm a mobile worker that's a maintenance technician and I get paper work orders today, let's say, and I want to use the mobile device, what I really need to do is to tell Maximo what work orders I need to get today, the work orders that are assigned to me. I might be a supervisor. I might want to say I need all of the work orders that the guys that work for me will have today, so that, you know, when I'm walking around, I can check in, help out, you know, see what's going on and track my workers closely. So this data manager application is going to allow me to define what data comes down to the device. And it's also going to allow me to analyze that data. It's going to let me look at exactly how much of what different types of data are coming down. Because, for instance, on a work order, it's not just one simple record. A work order is comprised of many records. You've got tasks, planned labor, planned material. The asset that's on that work order might have a lot of supporting information that comes along with it, things like spare part lists, sub-assemblies, a list of meters associated with it, even work history. Now, very few customers use every single feature on a work order, and what this new data manager application will allow you to do is to define what parts of a work order are going to be important to the user. If the mobile workers are not going to be taking meter readings, then there's probably no point in downloading all the meter information. So things like that, it's going to really allow you to fine-tune exactly what data comes down, because from a performance perspective and from a memory perspective on the device, you really don't want to be downloading more data than you need. It's just wasted time and effort. So that's a great application for managing that. In the past, we've had to sort of manually fine-tune these queries and things, and this new application really empowers the customers themselves to be able to manage this on their own in a very easy, intuitive way. The next thing we did was to replace the old point-based database. This is the mobile database I'm talking about, not your core-side Maximo database. This is the database that's embedded into the mobile application. We used to use a point-based database. We found that that's not quite as robust as we would have liked it. It wasn't performing as quickly, especially when you started to download a lot of data. It really started to show its weakness. So we decided to swap over to a DB2E database. Now, all this talk shouldn't get you too worried or concerned. This database is completely embedded into the mobile application, so there's no database management that needs to be done on it. It's really very invisible to the user, but I do want to highlight the fact that we did move to a new database, and the performance impact alone of doing that has been very good. The applications are running a lot faster now, it's a much more stable database on the device. The download gauge when you do a refresh, which in some cases can take a fair amount of time depending on how much data you're trying to download, was not very user-friendly in terms of letting the person that's doing the download, the refresh, it didn't really know how much time was left, like how much data is, you know, going to come down, how much longer is this going to take. It was just the basic kind of hourglass scenario that we had before. There was really no indication of you know, what's going on right now, how much data do I need to download. So this new gauge will give you a lot better information. It'll help set expectations. It'll allow the user to feel confident in what he's seeing and make sure that everything's going right. The barcode scanning that I talked a little bit about in the earlier slide, where you can go to a table window and scan a number and bring you directly into that. In previous releases, we really only offered that on a handful of the different inventory table windows. But what we found is that the users really liked this feature a lot and wanted it in a lot of additional places. So instead of doing little one-offs here and there for all of those customers, we just decided to put this intelligent scanning on table windows on all of the major table windows across both of the applications. In addition to that, it's also much nicer functionally, because what we've added is both a primary and a secondary scan. In the past, it was always a single scan, but in some situations, we found that a secondary scan was often required. If you think about the physical count scenario, when you're in a storeroom and you scan in the item, well, that item might exist in that storeroom in four different bins. I've seen storerooms that are as big as the building I'm standing in right now, and they tend to group items sometimes together in functional ways. So you could have plumbing items located in one place, carpentry items located in another place, but the same item might exist in both of those locations. So when you scanned in that item number, it didn't filter the table down to just one record and bring you into it. It could only filter it down to, let's say, the five different occurrences of that item in the storeroom. So the secondary scan could be the bin number, and then that will bring you directly into the record that you're looking for. ad hoc download of a specific worklist records is actually, it doesn't sound very fancy, but in the real world, it actually is a very great feature. As I said before when I was talking about the Data Manager app, where you define what data you want to download, the work orders that I'm assigned to, the work orders I own, the work orders that I'm the lead of, that's what you traditionally use to download the planned work for you for that day. But what happens if your coworker calls up and says, hey, I need some help. Can you help me with work order 62753? Well, in some ways, that user might have to say, well, no, I don't have that work order on my device. What this feature will allow him to do with connectivity is to go and fetch that specific record, bring it down to his device so he can use it, even though it didn't meet those queries that he set up in that Data Manager application. And then lastly, there, you know, that we did a few miscellaneous enhancements to Inventory and Work Manager, as we do with all things. None of them really rising to the point where I'm going to go into any in-depth conversation here. But lastly, on this slide, another thing that I want to talk about, and it's not something that you can really see from a user perspective, is we did an enormous amount of work to address the download performance times in Release 6.5. We went into the architecture of the actual download engine that we used to move the data back and forth. And what we found is that there was some significant inefficiency in that code. So we spent a good amount of effort, a number of developers all camped out in a room and really addressed most of those situations very specifically. And the results were quite extraordinary. We had specific customer feedback already, customers saying that a 20-minute download was now taking them maybe 4 minutes. There was another customer who had downloads that were coming close to an hour, you know, 40, 50 minutes, almost an hour, and those are down to about 8 minutes. We had another customer who had 8-minute downloads that are now finishing in less than 2 minutes. So it's not just a little 10% increase. I mean, we're talking about many, many hundreds of a percent. Okay, let's move on to slide 12. 6.5, the device requirements, we did change a little bit. I'm not going to talk about all of these things. I just want to mention the things that have changed. The first one is the fact that we are now looking for 128 megabytes of memory. We used to recommend just 64, but we find that that's a little bit on the low side for most of the customer implementations that we've seen out there. So we certainly would like to recommend 128 megabytes of RAM now. Another thing is we used to discourage the use of flash memory because we felt it was too slow. But over the past couple of years alone, this flash memory has actually gotten a lot better. It is running faster, and we find that now we can support and recommend that when the situation calls for it. So if you have a device that does support flash memory cards, like CF cards or SD cards, you're certainly welcome to start using those now, and they will be supported. The other change that we've made is in reference to the actual screen size and the device. In the past, we've stated that we would run on a PDA or a laptop or a tablet PC. And what we've found is that the people that are trying to run it on a laptop or a tablet PC haven't been fully satisfied with the way the UI lays itself out. And there are a few limitations to what you can do in terms of redesigning the screens to try and take in account of that. So we're trying to shift our position now and really focus on the PDA device. The applications were, from day one, designed to run on PDA devices. So anybody who has seen a demo of this or utilized the product in any way, they know what I'm talking about. I mean, we're talking about sort of like a quarter VGA screen. It's your typical PDA size screen. And all of the screens in the mobile applications were designed to fit on a smaller screen like that. So we really do want to, you know, have people running this on a PDA device, not on a laptop or a tablet. We just don't think that the customer is going to be satisfied with the product in that type of an environment. We do, however, completely support them utilizing a tablet PC or a desktop computer for doing testing and development. Just because, you know, transferring jar files to the device as you're just, you know, testing things out and trying things out can be a little bit cumbersome. So certainly feel free to use desktop, laptop, tablet computers for your development and test environments. But when you deploy live, we would want you to be running on a PDA. Slide 13. Just some quick statistics here. From a mobile work management side, you know, what are you really gaining here? And I think you're certainly saving a lot of time so that you can do more work and do less paperwork. You know, you get a lot of guys that go out there and they're out on the floor of the shop, or they're driving around in their truck visiting the different work sites and doing their work, and they generally have to sort of dedicate that last hour of every shift to head back into the office so that they can fill out their paperwork or sit down in front of a standard traditional Maximo user station and enter in all their information. And in the former scenario where they're writing it down on a piece of paper, then they're handing it to another person who now has to spend their time entering this in. And, you know, you're certainly risking data entry errors and things like that. So obviously, the saved time, I think, is probably the most obvious advantage here. But, you know, keep in mind there's also the advantage of being able to get updated information. The work order that you might have originally taken with you in the morning may have been updated now, and if you're refreshing those work orders on your device, you can get a more updated version of it later in the day. The inventory side is, I think, essentially the same in terms of the advantages. On one side of it, you have the same advantages, but on the other side, I think it has a couple distinct advantages of its own. And that is with the more accurate stock information and real-time information. Work orders, you know, if that motor's broken, well, it's still going to be broken 2 hours from now. So that may not be as critical on the work management side. But on inventory, people are taking stuff out of storerooms all day long, and you're always going to need to know up to date exactly what type of information you have for storeroom quantities and things like that. Moving to slide 14, mobile deployment. So a lot of people often ask, you know, who's got this thing up and running? You know, are there any customers running these things? And obviously, as you can see from this slide, we certainly do. We have a number of Happy Live customers now using both the work management and inventory management. We have a number of other customers that are, you know, somewhere in their implementation phase. You do need to keep in mind when you think about this that most of the deals that we do with customers for mobile are usually in conjunction with a core Maximo sale. Either this is a brand new customer who's buying Maximo for the first time, and they're also buying the mobile component to go with it. And sometimes those Maximo implementations can take a long time. So when you're looking at these implementation tests, it's you know, that's because these are typically being done with a much larger core side Maximo installation or upgrade. Key benefits. You know, I think I might actually hand this now back to Don, where he can finish up these last two slides. Is that all right with you, Don?
Thanks, David. So if you go to slide 15 with the key benefits, this goes into more detail on some of the earlier slides that we talked about. So if you take a look at this, what this gets into is the actual breakdowns of the business scenarios and how that productivity can be increased. So if you look at the first one around doing more work, this gets into the fact that with your handheld device and being out, you know, remotely accessing mobile, accessing Maximo over your mobile device, you're able to actually be more productive, and you can see the actual data points around that productivity. So some examples from industries and customers, specific examples from those industries, you see the fact that by going with mobile Maximo solution, what you see is, for example, increased technician productivity by 27%. And that's just their ability to be able to be doing work off the handheld device instead of having to write it down on paper, doing double data entry, things along those lines. As you go through this, you can see doing more work is obviously a huge item. Anytime you're increasing productivity, especially in today's cost-cutting environment, that's a huge ROI data point. But you can see there's some other ones around reducing and avoiding costs, and you can see how, if you go into that bullet, the fact that if you look at some of the examples, what you can see there is around how by leveraging Maximo Mobile, you have the ability to, or customers have found that they have, you know, cut data entry time by 50% or saved 30 minutes off of data entry per day for warehouse mechanics. Those are huge time savings when you think about it, 30 minutes a day. I tell you what, I'd love to have 30 minutes extra every day. I think that would be excellent. So you can see how, again, driving Maximo Mobile can, you can see the ROI benefits for your customers. The final or third one on this particular slide is around improving regulatory compliance. And these are especially prevalent in areas like life science where you have the ability now to automate your business processes because of the fact that you're leveraging Maximo Mobile instead of, again, having to do manual intervention, manual steps. If you go to slide 16, this is the final slide of the deck, and it provides, again, some additional ROI data points. You can see here around streamlining processes and the increased efficiency that Maximo Mobile drives. You can look, for example, in the university space around the fact that dorm room inspection process paperwork effort from 60 man days down to 5. Those are huge ROI numbers for customers. So, and as you go through and look at, you know, reducing cycle times, again, reducing purchase order cycle time from 45 days to 1 day, huge ROI numbers, improve asset performance and visibility. The fact that you're able to increase the number of work orders tracked or reduce the number of trouble tickets, whether you're in the IT space or the EAM space, again, those are huge value adds. So I think you can see here the fact that as we've gone through this presentation, the demand for mobile is increased. As David went through the functionality, I think you can see how that could be leveraged across multiple customer sites and solving many customer pains and problems. Specifically, when you talk about the 6.5 improvements, there's been, I think, tremendous strides made in performance improvements, administrative improvements. What we've really done is taken all of our customer and sales feedback and incorporated that into that 6.5 release with some key focus areas. And then with these wrap-up slides, I think you can see or get a feel for the amount of ROI that customers can drive with mobile, and two, why the trend is for increasing mobile demands. As more and more analysts and customers want to and need to drive efficiencies in their business and increase ROI, one of the major ways they look to do that is with Maximo Mobile, hence the trend towards increasing mobile access, et cetera. So that's the end of our presentation today. Thank you for your time. If you have any questions or follow-up thoughts, please feel free to contact either myself or David Havikin. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your time.